another day on our Shift Today Radio Experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I get a chance to come to you live this morning with the Holy Spirit and everyday people as we are proclaiming God's Word. We're not going to stop proclaiming God's Word. We're going to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. We're going to do great things through the airwaves today. And I don't mean the airwaves through our vocal cords, but you know, every time you move, you are doing something in the airwaves, every action that you make. So will you disrupt and will you dismantle today? I believe as you're going to the polls, if you haven't already been there already, to uproot ungodliness. That's what we've been called to do, to uproot ungodliness, because we are the just, and the just, how do we live? By faith. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So I was thinking about all of the things that we'll be experiencing, but I want to remind you today, if you haven't voted already, to make sure that you go in those voting polls in a spirit of love, demonstrating the fruit of the Holy Spirit, because so many people, wherever you are, all over the world, is in an uproar. They are angry. They have all kinds of emotions that they will be experiencing, but you can experience the same he-motion, as I like to say. You experience the same he-motion that you experience every single day by your decision, walking in love, and by the Spirit of the Holy Spirit. You will hear things while you're waiting in line. You can turn around and smile, and if the Lord is leading you by the Spirit, say what the Lord is saying during this hour. Go in there almost like a prophet, that you're coming to make a godly decision, and they don't need to know who you're voting for or what you're voting for, because you must remember that the Word of God is a measure. It's like a measuring stick. And I thought about that this morning as I was looking again over our the measures, Measure W, and this measure, the county measure. There are so many measures that are always changing in the world. Remember, you are in a world that you have come to, because you've come from heaven. So you have come with heaven's blueprint. You've come with heaven's plumb line, which means heaven has measures. Heaven has a depth, a width, and a height, and that's the same measures that we have. That's the measure of God's love, and his width, his depth, and his height, because what the world needs, we all know, we can say it together, is not just love. The world needs the kingdom, and as the Lord is building his kingdom in the earth through you and I, the justice system will be attacked. Hear what I'm telling you today, because every time where God is advancing, here comes some fool in the world used for wickedness to uproot heaven's justice. Hear what I'm telling you today. And God says in the Word that he is going to make justice the measuring line and righteousness the plumb line, out of Isaiah 28, hear what I'm telling you. I'm going to read that to you again from Isaiah 28:17. God says, "And I will make justice the line and righteousness the plumb line." Plumb line, which means I'm going to make righteousness the standard. So anytime when you read the Bible and it says plumb line, it means he says that I'm making righteous the standard, which means there is no other standard that is a way to get to me other than through Jesus Christ, his righteous one. There is no other way to get results is other than through what? Righteousness. Righteousness is something not only with faith, but you're going to hear me preaching and teaching on extremely a lot coming up lately, in the near future, more nearer than it, you know, than what I'm sharing to you now. Because not only do we need to have faith ministered to, but you also have to have, we all need to have righteousness ministered to. Jesus came to bring the kingdom. And what does he say? The kingdom of heaven is righteousness, it's peace, and it's joy in the Holy Spirit. And these things must be ministered to all the time. God is not adding, here it is, because I'm going to use a lot of terminology that we hear in the world and for when we're setting up things in the world, God is not adding any addendums. Hear what I'm telling you. This is a settled deal. When Jesus came to bring righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. As I was thinking prior to coming on this broadcast, everything that we're experiencing now and seeing, this is the Holy Spirit's time. It's always been his time since he ascended Jesus into heaven. And Jesus told us clearly in John 14, 16, he says, I will ask the Father to send you another helper, the Spirit of truth, who will remain constantly with you. So we have the Holy Spirit that is constantly with us. And the Holy Spirit is going in there today with you wherever you go, but he's going into you with those into those polls. He's going to you while you're still maybe reviewing and reading. Because, I mean, I literally spent all day yesterday. The majority of my day was spent, another off day for me as far as from my job, my occupation. I spent the whole day just reviewing and visiting over each of these candidates. It's hard, like I'm sure with many of you all, to make a decision for these judges. But one of our legacy partners had mentioned that there is a site that you can go to, and it's called the electionforum.com. And that's just one of their, there's so many. You can go to Save California. You can go to, I mean, I went to so many of these different sites that had, where they have done the extra work that we don't normally do, but this is what they do. They enjoy doing it. And they all on their sites is talking about God, is talking about Jesus, and they're not coming from a standard of competition or just winning. No, it's just about establishing righteousness. And that's why God has said you and I in the earth to have faith in God while you are here from her. And one of the things I'm going to constantly keep reiterating is that you and I have come from heaven with heaven's blueprint. There are no, shall I say, in heaven, God and Jesus, they don't wake up, or they don't first and foremost never sleep, but their hearts and intentions, they're not marrying same sexes in heaven. Actually, there will be no marriage in heaven because you're married unto the Lamb of God. And there's spirit to spirit there. There's not even necessarily gender. Your gender came to earth to be identified as a form of a way of identification, and so is your culture. And it's just how it was even in Babylon when they were trying to build a one tower in one place without God. God had to confuse their language, and so there's an identification that came, and it really started even from Noah. I mean, because when you go back into church history, you think about Ham, Shem, and Japheth. And so those were three different races, three different cultures, but they still came from one source. And through all of that, each one, depending on all of the circumstances that had taken place during that time with Noah, this is where a lot of our, of course it all originated in the garden with Eve and Adam, but I'm saying how this thing has escalated into what it has become to this day. So I just want to remind you, as from Shift Today Ministries platform and as a leader, to have faith in God, pray in the Spirit as you're making each one of your decisions, because the Holy Spirit knows all things. He knows the measures. He knows the people. And in these last days, we're going to see a lot, because we're talking about judges that are going in for another, what, 12-year terms, 2025 or whatever that is. Or I know it's like another, what, if they didn't serve 12 years, whatever that term system is, I know it's longer than some of the other platforms and some of the other candidates. But with that, they're going in on our behalf to make decisions. You know, I wasn't just making decisions based on what I felt, based on what I thought, this person looks good, because I saw a lot of people who look good. They had great bios from Harvard and Cornell, and I'm thinking, yeah, that's great. But at the end of the day, I would keep scrolling, and I found one to say, I see that you might have been appointed even by believers, but one of your main platforms is that you agreed for same-sex marriage. So I'm thinking, no, you wouldn't be the judge that I would appoint. And I mean, some judges, even from the our booklets that we receive, some of them, it was like, well, there's going to be an empty seat, and God's just going to have to go out again there and have to go back in. And if they don't find anyone, if they didn't get replaced, to put a righteous person in those seats, because that's what we want. We want righteousness. We don't want favor. I mean, we have the favor of the Lord, but, I mean, we're not looking for our will to be done. When I was looking at this as well, I was thinking about my grandkids, you know, because I believe one day we will have Bibles back in the schools. How did some woman who wasn't even a believer get the Bibles out of school? She did it through something that the enemy had placed in her heart. She took the next steps and initiative. She appealed it and went to the courts. And if you're sitting among the unrighteous that are sitting in these judges' seats and they agree, then guess what? Now there are no Bibles in the schools other than if it's a private sector in the United States. And remember, private schools were not there. People think that that's the best kinds of schools because, you know, of course they pay, and it is in a sense a better education because they align themselves with the principles of God. And best was never private schools, because what it did was it separated what would have been best for everybody from a public school system. So I could see where they branched off, and then they did through not only the private schools, now you have the charter schools, and then you have all of these other things. But God's highest in form and best was always public. I mean, it's the same thing with public worship, or when you have public experiences or worship experiences. God's highest and best was never to have all of the Baptists and the Methodists and the Pentecostal and the Charismatic, and it's all of the division. And if you fine tune and look at all of their bylaws or all of their beliefs, it's always something that one person took out of context from the Word of God and said that I'm going to build a foundation off of it, and now we have a method system. So now we're going to go through God's Word through a method. Then you have the Methodists, and then you are erecting all these other artisans and you know, nonpartisans and bipartisans. I mean, it can go on and on of how divided our world is. But I want to encourage you today and to remind you that when Jesus came to the earth the first time, the world was in such an uproar, just as it is today. He came to bring the kingdom. When I woke up in the middle of the night and I just began to pray, and I just pictured myself sitting, really my head on the shoulder of Jesus' arm, and him just praying and comforting me just like a sheep would. And I was just thinking, you know, God, you know, about our world, and just having a conversation and relationship with my Lord and my Savior. And he's coming back. Hope and the encouragement that we have. And he did not leave us. This is why I pulled up so many scriptures, especially in John. He did not leave us, he says in John 14, verse 18, he did not leave us as an orphan. He says, I will not leave you from the reading this morning. This is from the Amplified. He says, I will not leave you as orphans, comfortless, bereaved, and helpless. I will come back to you. And a little while, the world will no longer see me. This was prior to his ascension. He was preparing his disciples. He says, but you will see me. Because I live, you will live also. And on that day, when that time comes, you will know for yourselves that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. The person who has my commandments and keeps them is the one who really loves me. And whoever really loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and reveal myself to him. I will make myself real to him He said, Judas, not Iscariot, asked him, Lord, what has happened that you are going to reveal yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus answered, if anyone really loves me, he will keep my word, teaching, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling place with him. One who does not really love me does not keep my words, and the word, meaning his teaching, word of faith, which you hear is not mine, but is the Father's who sent me. I have told you these things while I am still with you, but the Helper, the Comforter, the Advocate, the Intercessor, the Counselor, the Strengthener, the Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, he will teach you all things, and he will help you remember everything that I have told you. So in other words, the Holy Spirit is going to help you and I remember what we have heard from the teachings of the Word of God. And then he says, peace I leave you. My perfect peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Do not let, this is our responsibility, come on everyday people, do not let your heart be troubled, nor let it be afraid. Let my perfect peace calm you. I love this. Let my perfect peace calm you in every circumstance, and that includes today. And give you courage and strength for every challenge. You heard me tell you I am going away and I'm coming back to you. If you really loved me, you would have rejoiced because I am going back to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you may believe and have faith in me. This is the reason when you read the Word of God and when you hear teachings of the Word of God preached, God demonstrates or he confirms what he says. Like if something drops in your spirit and you believe that it's God from what you've read and heard from and what you believe from the Word of God, he's going to confirm it. And why? It's to increase your faith in him. So there's a reason for the confirmation that God gives you from the Word. It's to constantly increase your faith in him. Like he'll say, I told you. And something will come up, he says, I told you. And he could even show you like he showed Abraham. He says, Abraham, I'm showing you these things. I'm telling you these things. You're my friend. He says, I'm showing you these things that are to come. God doesn't want us blinded by the things of the world. God shows us. That's why it's so important that we pray often, Ephesians 1, 17 through 19, so that the eyes of our understanding would be enlightened, so that we will know. Then what does he say in 1 John 2:20? You know all things, and you might be thinking you don't know all things, where naturally you don't, but because Jesus, the Spirit of Christ, is inside of you and I, we do know all things. And then he brings up the things that he knows to our frontal lobe or our front part of our soul, our mind, and then that's where we base our decisions. If you ever think about it, you are making conscious decisions from a subliminal place. I'm going to say that again. You are making conscious decisions from a subconscious place. That's why we must constantly renew our mind. Your renewed mind can be in a conscious place, but you got to renew the mind for against everything that doesn't align itself unto the Word of God. So when you're making a decision, are you making a decision even for your own joy, for your own livelihood, for your own well-being? That's why I love it when Jesus says that I will teach you. He's saying that I'm not the greater one, the Father is. Isn't that what John Baptist said? John the Baptist says, I can't, he's so glorious that I can't even unlatch his shoes. He's God. So he says, John the Baptist says, there's one greater coming that's greater than me. So I'm not the one that you're looking for. I'm here to point you to the one. And that's what I feel that I know for a fact that's part of my office and what God has called me to do. He sent me here to point people to him, to point people out of their distress to him, to get people to think like him, to point people and to leave what? Even as it says from the version, I believe this is the Voice translation, he says, to leave them with a legacy of peace. In other words, Jesus said he wants peace to be your legacy. He has already crowned this year for you and I with favor. And John 14, 27, he says, my peace is the legacy that I leave you. So it's many things that he left us. And then he says in the voice, he says, and I don't give gifts like those of the world. So don't let your heart be troubled or fearful. When you go into those voting polls today, you're going in there as the righteousness of God, and literally I'm decreeing and declaring this over you right now. And if you haven't already, you're praying for those. If you voted already, please pray for those that are going into these polls today, and they're not making their decisions based off of subconscious place and a place where their minds are not fully in agreement with the Word of God. I even pray today that there will be a lot of accidents, and not accidents for the believer who knows what the Word of God says, but I mean even from those who don't know. They think they'll go in there making the decision for one, and the Holy Spirit will just intervene, and it's like almost like supernaturally they'll be led to place the vote that the Holy Spirit has already decided. And I just believe today that your hearts will not be troubled, your heart will not be fearful, that you will go into those places today in a spirit of joy, in a spirit of peace, knowing that this is the main thing of the segment for today is to have faith in God. Holy Spirit, and I just thank you for being a part of our broadcast and our radio experience today, that you are reminding us to have faith in God and that you are with us, you won't leave us, and that you are depending upon the believers. The Holy Spirit is not depending on an unrighteous person or an unrighteous spirit with a personality to make a vote today. You know who he's depending on? He's depending on God's righteous ones. Hear what I'm telling you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And so God is depending on you. I'm going to read to you today also from the Message Bible. No, I'm going to read it from the, oh my God, this is so powerful. That where do I, oh, here, I want to read it to you from the Voice, from Psalms 106. It says, and it talks about Israel's rebellion to the Lord's deliverance. And this is where basically a nation is asking for forgiveness. So it says, praise the Eternal, thank him, because he is good, and his loyal love will never end. Who could find words to tell the Eternal mighty deeds or give him all praises he deserves? Here's verse 3, the main one that I want you all to keep at the forefront of your spirit today. Blessed are those who work for justice, who always do what they know to be right. Even from the CEV, it says, you bless those people who are honest and fair in everything they do. And in verse from the Bible, it says, blessed are those who observe justice by honoring God's precepts, who practice righteousness at all times. Even in the Message Bible, it says, because he's good, because his love lasts, but who on earth can do it? Declaim God's mighty acts, broadcast all his praises. But one happy man will do what's right, one happy woman when you form the habit of justice. And that's what we're constantly doing. We're not perfect as believers because only Jesus is the perfect one. But Jesus, out of his perfection and out of the excellencies and out of the obedience of God, he came to fulfill the justice that demanded sin's payment. He fulfilled it. So sin is not our issue. What is the issue is arising believers to be fully convinced that they are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that they will be blessed because they are observing justice and they're honoring God's precepts and they're practicing righteousness. The only way we can practice righteousness because we're constantly renewing our minds. So the more that we renew our minds to truth by first getting the truth, believing it, accepting it, and receiving it, and now saying that I'm ready to act upon it, then guess what? We're practicing it. And the more that you put I'm going to give you the solution for every area of our lives. And I talked about this yesterday on Committed to the Call, if you were on the broadcast. So basically, the key to any breakthrough, the key to, you know, any place for renewing your mind, because remember, you're renewing your mind to make a conscious decision. But if the subconscious has not changed, which means your old way of thinking and things that have been planted in your subconscious mind, then that's the place where you're going to always make conscious decisions, whether if it's spending, whether if it's relationships, how you think about relationships, how you think about spending, how you think about money, how you think about so many things. And then the areas, as I touched on lightly yesterday, the areas where your parents didn't teach you or where they fell short or others didn't teach you who should have led you as a child, there's still no excuse at whatever age that you are, because I read to you out of John 14, it says that the Holy Spirit will teach you. He will teach you how the things that you miss. So don't be a victim or be victimized by things that you weren't taught. You're never too late. None of us at any age or any stage in our life to be taught of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because this is the Holy Spirit's watch. This is his time. It has always been his time, but now it's his time to magnify himself and be dwelling among the multitudes, because we're getting a greater clarity and understanding from the word of God. That's why teaching is so necessary, and teaching about the main things, the kingdom of God. There's so many churches all over the world in the United States. We do not teach on the kingdom of God, the very thing that Jesus came to bring. Jesus didn't come to bring any other platform but heaven's platform among Democrats and among Republicans. And so he's saying that this is an independent platform, which means we have a king, we have terms, we have laws, we have jurisdictions, we have boundaries, we have all kinds of things. So Jesus came to disrupt the judicial system, even during his time and his culture, during that Roman Empire time, with all the between religion, between church and state. It's the same thing that we're experiencing right now. There were a lot of nonpartisans even then. So guess what? Jesus is our king, and blessed is a nation whose God is Lord. So when you go into the close, I'm reminding you today, as he says, the nation whose true God is the eternal is truly blessed, and fortunate are all whom he chooses to inherit in his legacy. God is watching how you vote today, and he is not judging how you vote. God cannot, the only thing that judges you and I, even when we err, even in sin, whether it's practicing sin or just having been determined to let sin go, because sin is no longer your issue. Your issue is basically, or all of our issue, I shall say, as humanity, it's making a decision. Are you going to make a decision from the word of God that has come, that Jesus brought into the world as the kingdom, or are you going to make a decision based off of what somebody else is saying, what you hear on television, what you're hearing in media, in the world, the Babylonian system? You are going to trust in God. This is why you're going in that spirit, I'm saying. I'm praying this, basically. I believe that you're going and you're going to have faith in God constantly, and that you're not going to be doubting. You're going to hear all kinds of things around you, and I would even encourage you today, don't follow the polls and don't follow the election. Today, I would encourage you by the Spirit of God, just pray in the Holy Spirit. Maybe get alongside towards the evening after you eat your dinner or while you're watching your dinner. Then turn on the thing when it's almost final and they're wrapping it up after 8 o'clock and find out who these winners are. But other than that, I will not get caught in that rat race of the world, because you're going to hear all kinds of things today on your job. You're going to hear all kinds of opinions. People have all sorts of mixed emotions, but you can have one emotion today, and you can have one spirit today, an attribute of God, which is his DNA, his very nature, love. Walk in those jobs in love. Comfort others. Encourage others. This is not a sad day. It's never a sad day because today is a new day. This is another day, if anything. Remind people, this is another day where God is extending out his mercy. That's what he says to us, didn't he, in Lamentations? His mercy endures forever. He's given us, he says, morning by morning, he's given us new mercies to see. This is another day to see God's mercy, where we could say God all for all of us. That can be our all of our prayer today. Let's, matter of fact, make this our one prayer and declaration today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for being our King and sending Jesus as your representative from heaven. Jesus, we thank you as a body of believers, see, because the Constitution says we the people, because the people want to decide on their own without God. So we are deciding today as a body of believers to put our faith in you, Jesus. Kingdom of righteousness, justice, and peace has come. We thank you that we don't have a spirit of fear. We don't have any doubt, for you are with us, Holy Spirit. Everything we are asking in prayer now, you said would be ours if only we had faith. We are embracing now, deciding, say it with me, deciding to embrace now the God life that gets us right with you. We as believers have been made by you, Father, the righteousness Christ Jesus. We will uphold today the standard of righteousness and even beyond today. No weapon formed against the earth, Father, that you have given us, the children of men, shall prosper. This earth belongs to ours with heaven's blueprint. We will decide today to not be moved or intimidated by the spirit of fear. We have a spirit of power, we have a spirit of love, and we have a sound mind. And any words that should come against us as a body of believers in judgment, Father, with you inside of us, Holy Spirit, we shall condemn and prove by practicing righteousness that they are wrong. Father, I thank you that you will be honored and glorified today by the decisions of your people. You are counting upon us. You're not pleased when we shrink back. And so, Father, I thank you that the love of God is shed abroad our hearts by the Holy Ghost. Today, we take our place and place our faith in you, in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's will it. We will it. We declare it, we believe it, and now we have it. We thank you, Father, in advance for the outcome that you're righteous, you're uncompromisingly righteous, the upright shall declare in your very presence that we are right. We seal these decrees and this prayer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we have just prayed, asked, decreed, and can even imagine, according to the power that is working in us, to him that is able to keep me from falling and failing and to present each of us before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. Holy Spirit, you are sustaining our spirits, our souls, our bodies, the body of Christ, and our nation. To the Almighty God be glorified and honored. Our Heavenly Father, our King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honored and glorified in our nation today in Jesus' name. If hallelujah is the highest praise, come on and give it up and let's just say hallelujah and thank Jesus all throughout the day when you think of him for praying for you and for our cities and communities and our nation, that our faith would fail not. The Holy Spirit is depending on us today, and we also are depending on the Holy Spirit. We can't lose, I'm telling you. We're always on the top as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I love you, and God bless you, and thank you, Legacy Partners, for helping to make this mission possible today. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today, and may the Lord's face shine upon you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. Stay connected. Walk in the Spirit. You will not fulfill at all the lust of the flesh. You're now the master of this world. Day to day is the righteousness of God in Christ. I love you, and God bless you.